From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Phil Latzman. Hurricane Sandy's devastation and legacy has left the National Weather Service considering how it issues hurricane watches and warnings. A spokesman for the NWS tells the Associated Press they're considering an idea to issue watches and warnings for storms that threaten life and property, even if they are no longer hurricanes or tropical storms. The proposal has not been adopted, but attendees at a hurricane conference last week discussed it. The National Hurricane Center was criticized this year for following Sandy after it stopped issuing hurricane warnings because the storm wasn't technically going to be a hurricane anymore when it made landfall. Some argue that it caused residents in the Northeast not to realize the dangers of the storm that did about $50 billion in estimated damage. Now, Art Basel Miami Beach and the surrounding fairs have become a crucial event for New York City art galleries looking to recoup losses from Hurricane Sandy. Julia Jorn is spokeswoman for the David Zwirner Gallery based in the Chelsea section of Manhattan. Their building was completely gutted by Sandy's floodwaters. Jorn says before the storm, her gallery was planning to send only a couple of sales representatives to Art Basel. Now the gallery is sending the entire sales team here.
We have to do well in Basel, and we always do. And so we're excited to get back. But obviously, I think we don't really have a physical gallery here that's functioning in any smooth way. So we need to use that opportunity.
The Museum of Contemporary Art kicked off Art Basel 2012 earlier this week with a party attracting thousands of art enthusiasts from around the world. The event celebrated the opening of Bill Viola's Liber Insularum, a video art installation featuring Viola's works that go back to 1977. Two women in Miami lined up to take a photo with the artist, New York native Elizabeth Simadivia and Kira Zertok, who's originally from Germany, go Baseling every year here.
Every year. Do or die. It's the best thing that happens in Miami all year round.
Miami's always known for like party city, but finally there is some, you know, meaning behind it.
And Art Basel runs through December 9th. We're looking for your input on what you see while you're Baseling. Follow us and then tweet us at WLRN to tell us what catches your eye. And in other news, this week marks 3 years since the Cuban government arrested American contractor working for the U.S. Agency for International Development. Alan Gross was delivering satellite phones and some computer equipment to Cuba's Jewish community when he was caught by Cuban authorities and sentenced to 15 years in prison. Juan Tamayo covers Cuba for the Miami Herald and says Gross's imprisonment has put a major crimp in Cuban-American relations.
I think there are minor little tweaks here and there that have been done and can be done in the future, but in terms of any sort of significant improvement in bilateral relations, his case has become a definite roadblock.
Tamayo says it's now clear Cuba is serious about exchanging Gross for the so-called Miami Five. Those are the five Cubans convicted in Miami in 2001 for spying. And from the Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.